Jared Gomes here with you, and we have the Alberta Pond Hockey Championships coming up, so I thought I'd bring someone in to chat about it.
My name is Daniel LaFlamme. I'm the Entertainment Director for the Alberta Pond Hockey Association.
Tell me a little bit about the Alberta Pond Hockey Weekend and also the gala coming up.
Well, it's a repetitive annual thing that we have going on. That's been it's a lot of people involved and a lot of work involved, and Dave Allen is our president, and he's been doing it for many, many years. So we've had some pretty cool team additions. In the past, we've had teams from Norway come up, from the Yukon, from Ontario, from pretty much a good portion of Canada coming over. So it's been a labor of love, if that makes any sense. And it only happens with the great community of volunteers that we have and the people that are dedicated to this process. So, and obviously, weather permitting, right? Because Mother Nature, she's the queen and she's the boss of all this. So she dictates if we have an outdoor ice facility or not. So, yeah.
As of now, everything still looks good for this weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. We really don't sit on the fence on when it comes to that. We make sure that the ice is thick enough, barring that, let's say, we have warming weather, that it'll still support it. So we are way past that threshold of any concerns about that. The ice is super thick, and it'll be good for a while. So that is one thing that we are very conscious of, and we make that decision actually at the end of January if it's going to be a go or no go, if it'll support it. So
if people are coming maybe for their first time, they got their team registered, what can they kind of expect from this event?
Well, they will see that it's a homegrown community event. So it doesn't happen without the surrounding community, with the MDs, the MD of Peace, the MD of Northern Lights, the Northern Sunrise, and Peace River in the town of Grimshaw. So everything's just one big, huge community involvement event. So they're going to see incredible hospitality. They're going to see the small town feel, and they're going to see like essentially a world-class organization within the little confines of a small area. So I think that's pretty intriguing in itself. I'm pretty proud of this event, as it showcases the Peace Country very, very well.
Of course, everyone gets to have some fun at the gala as well. So what goes down in that evening?
Well, the gala is kind of like a mini concert setting, so you don't have to leave the big area of the Peace Country to go witness a nice big concert. So we work really hard of trying to bring in, you know, budget restrictions, of course, but we try to bring in the best acts that we can under our budget confinements. And man, we've been able to really find some really incredible artists over the past years, and it just keeps growing with that. This year we have Uptown. It's a show band from Edmonton that is returning again. They were here a couple years ago. The place was sold out, so we're bringing them back again this year. They got a revised lineup, and they've added a couple members, and this time we're going to get the full two ladies up front. As last time when they were here, one of them was ill, but it was an incredible show. So I just can't wait to see the full band lineup. It's going to be an incredible night at the gala.
And of course, tickets for that are just $10. Where can people go to get those?
So you can call myself, so Dano, at 780-618-6666. Make arrangements. You can reserve a table at no extra charge. So if you can have a party of 10 or a party of 6, or if you just want individual tickets, you can go online to Alberta Pond Hockey Association and click for the gala event, and you can get your tickets there. Beyond 2000 also sells them. So they're, it's pretty easy to get some tickets. Just get a hold of me and I'll look after you, or any of the other places that I've mentioned.
Because even if you're not playing, you can still go out to the gala. You can still go watch the games and still enjoy the whole event.
Right. And then when you go out and watch the games out on the ice, there is a 16-tent facility that is set up there. So you can, it's heated inside. You can eat inside. You can get drinks inside. You can listen to music. There's an outdoor PA. Dave Allen, you know, he yells into that microphone all day long, so you get used to his voice. Even when you go to bed at night, you'll have his voice in your head. So it's a wonderful thing, or it's a bad thing. So you pick the one that you like. So
is there anything else you want to mention about the event?
For the people that are always on the fence about going out there, I think they just need to go out to Lac Cardinal, Queen Elizabeth Provincial Park, and kind of check out the settings if you've never been there before. It's actually a world-class event. It really is. So I really implore anybody who's been sitting on the fence or thinking about it, just do it for the sake of doing it. And the thing is that these events do not happen if it's not supported. So all I ask is that just support the community events, especially in our small little town of Grimshaw and the surrounding communities with Peace River and the MDs. I think it's really important that we support these things, because, yeah, this is this is essentially a world-class event happening in our backyard.